Good afternoon, everyone. It's Allie Corman-Kenstreve here with a look at the stock market today, where we saw small caps get hit particularly hard on economic jitters. Ken, what happened?
Well, I'll tell you, there was some nice buying in the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 during the last 15 minutes. So we'll take that as a positive. But yeah, growth stocks under pressure all day. We'll go over that economic data in just a little bit. But let's talk about three stocks. I want to take a look at Google parent Alphabet, G-O-O-G-L. Also in the finance investment management group, Ares Management, A-R-E-S. And finish off by talking about Modine Manufacturing, M-O-D.
Okay, sounds like a plan, Ken. We'll do that. But first, let's take a look at those major indexes. So the NASDAQ today, as you mentioned, coming off lows here a little bit at the end of the session, but still down 0.3%. Same for the S&P 500, down 0.3%. The Dow down a little bit more than that today, down 0.35%, I shall say. But it was really small caps that got hit hard. The Russell 2000 down about 2.2%, Ken.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if support holds here at the 2000 level. You can see the 50-day moving average after that sharp break of the 21-day line. Looks like we could get a test of that 2000 level, and you know, I think a break below that would not be good for the market. You know, the rest of the market, I got to say, held up pretty well, but there was a lot of Bitcoin selling today, a lot of Bitcoin related stocks in the Russell 2000. Right. So broad-based weakness in small caps, but you know, taking a look at the NASDAQ composite here, closed a little bit off lows. Like I said, during the final 15 minutes of trading, there were definitely buyers that came in. And there you can see it. You can see it right there. And S&P 500, kind of a similar situation. We did get higher volume, and the percentage declines, even though they were small, are probably going to qualify for a mild distribution day, and that would raise the count a little bit. So we, you know, monitor the distribution days just to pay attention to institutional selling in the market, because when we start to see a lot of them, that can often precede a pretty good pullback.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been running for quite a while here. And at one point, Ken, we were saying how impressive it was that the S&P 500 was finding such great support at the 21-day line. Now it's finding support at the 10-day line here.
It's really unbelievable. I mean, the economic data was not good. I mean, the market had reason to sell off yesterday. We had a broad-based weakness in semiconductor stocks. We had hot reading on consumer prices. But, you know, the NASDAQ just moved down a little bit yesterday. And then this morning, for the second day in a row, we got a hot reading on wholesale prices when the producer price index came out, and then a weaker than expected reading on retail sales. So here we have again the market thinking about, you know, what's the second half of the year going to look like? Are we going to be able to avoid a sharp slowdown? So as usual, we'll continue to monitor distribution days. We're definitely seeing some signs of weakness in the indexes, but to see the NASDAQ holding above short-term support levels, and to again see some buyers coming in late, it's still acting pretty well. Growth stocks under a lot of pressure today, mm-hmm. for sure.
Okay, well, let's take a look at the 10-year Treasury yield. That's 0TNX on MarketSmith, and wow, I mean, that's a pretty notable move up here today, Ken. And no wonder small caps got hit so hard.
Amazing. I mean, up almost to 4.3%, I think. Yeah. And we were talking yesterday, that 10-year yield was coming right up against its 200-day moving average after spending several days below that support area. So I thought maybe it would get some resistance, but it just plowed right through. But again, when you get 2 days in a row of inflationary data, you can see why interest rates are going up. I don't think that this is going to, it really doesn't change the Fed's calculus. The market has really dialed back rate cut expectations this year. They're still expecting about three rate cuts, with the first one coming at the June meeting. But I think chances there are still about 60% that the first rate cut will come in June. But still a lot of uncertainty about out there. And I think it's just going to be very important to continue to monitor the economic data, because we got some soft data today for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's chat about some individual stocks. Here's a look at Google getting back above its 50-day line. G-O-O-G-L is what we're looking at here. Parent Alphabet shares up 2.4% in above average volume today. Now, Ken, it seems like among the mega caps, this one hasn't been looking as good as the likes of Meta or even Amazon, and of course, NVIDIA. But is this one making a comeback now?
It's trying to make a comeback. I thought it was encouraging that the stock, you know, found support at the 200-day moving average, and it's been up for several days in a row. Some decent volume today as it poked through that 50-day line and, you know, crossed above the 140 level. So as you said, out of the Magnificent Seven stocks, this was the one that was probably acting the worst after that negative reaction to earnings. But we did see some strength in large cap tech outside of Alphabet. You know, Microsoft had a big day, was one of the top gainers in the NASDAQ 100. Really clean move there. Amazon and Apple were also higher today. But overall, when you look at the market surge growth 250 and, you know, kind of monitoring leading growth stocks, we did see several top rated growth stocks down 4%, 5%, 6% today.
Mm-hmm. So even with a technical move like this, getting back above that key 50-day line in some volume and a nice close in the trading range, Ken, is the action still not ideal for buying just because it's not that leading mega cap tech? Or is this worth a shot here to try to get a little bit exposure for those who are feeling a little light?
Yeah, I mean that's a tough call because Alphabet again, there was some pretty heavy volume when it came down to its 200-day moving average. Again, it's been rallying back in decent volume, but I just thought it was interesting to see select strength in large cap stocks. Alphabet, you know, the earnings report recently was frowned upon by the market. They've also had some problems with their, you know, generative AI tool in terms of generating, you know, photos and things. So I think it's still a good name to watch here. The relative strength rating of 72 really isn't a stuff of a big market leader, but, you know, if Alphabet can keep moving here, I think it's just a good one for the watch list, especially as it tries to get back above the 10-week line here on the weekly chart.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at Ares. This is in the Finance Investment Management Group, as you mentioned, Ken. A very orderly and pretty tight consolidation that we're seeing form.
Yeah, we have a couple of industry group peers of Ares on leaderboard. So it's still, you know, a pretty decent group in the market. But like the way that Ares is setting up here, this is a provider of investment management services. You got pretty good annual earnings estimates here. Nice, strong composite rating. And look at the weekly chart here, and we'll just see a nice little flat base forming here above the 10-week moving average. So, you know, really strong price performance in recent months, and the stock is just kind of digesting gains, not even 5% off its high and holding the 10-week line. So overall, a rough day for financial stocks as interest rates spiked, but this one is still fighting a good fight here, and looks like it's going to have a new base in place by tomorrow.
Yeah, it sure does. Okay, well, let's cap things off with a look at ticker MOD, Modine Manufacturing, and this building AC and heating products group, ranked number 34 out of the 197 groups that IBD tracks. And on the weekly chart here, I'm seeing an upside reversal week taking shape.
Yes. And what I wanted you to do, Allie, if you wouldn't mind, just if you could draw like an upper channel line connecting on the weekly chart, just connecting some of those highs. And you can even go all the way back to September 22, just that. And then just fit. There we go. There's a good, clean upper channel line. And, you know, when a stock goes on a really strong uptrend, this is what an upper channel line looks like. And it recently moved above that upper channel line. So even though Modine is holding above its 10-week line, this is a really, really big market leader that's probably ready to form a new base here. So I'd be careful of buying it up at current levels, even though it continues to show relative strength, holding support at the 21-day line here. But you look back over the past 7-8 days, you see some higher volume decline starting to creep up in this stock. Again, just some subtle signs of institutional selling. So just a little lesson with Modine, even though it's been a big market leader and still holding above short-term support levels, the fact that it broke above that upper channel line tells me that it's probably the pullback may not be done here, and we'll see if it can form a new base.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. All right. Well, thank you, Ken. And thanks everyone so much for tuning in. We will be back with more tomorrow morning on IBD Live. And we hope you join us because on Fridays, we have a special guest. So this one is going to be just as special this week. And we hope you join us, investors.com/IBD Live for all the details. We'll see you 10 minutes before the opening bell there. And then we'll also see you back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.